brought to you by Penguin.
Terry Pratchett, A Life with Footnotes. Written and read by me, Rob Wilkins. Introduction. 5 months before he died, Terry Pratchett wrote 5 letters, sealed them in envelopes, and locked them in the safe in his office to be opened after his death. This was the one he addressed to me. Wiltshire, 4th of October, 2014. Dear Rob, so, I have gone. There were days when I felt I had already gone, and so all I wish for now is a cool, quiet room and some peace to gather my addled thoughts. I think I was good, although I could have been better, but Terry Pratchett is dead and there are no more words. Look after Lynn, please. Have those fine pieces of jewellery cast to my design and give them with my love. Choose a gift every Christmas and birthday. Send flowers. Have a big dinner each year, more if necessary, or if a celebration is required. Raise a brandy to my memory and to happy days. Look after the business, and it will look after you. For all you have done, for all of the little things, and all of the much bigger things, and for the burying of the bodies. I thank you. Learn to fly. Do it now, and mind how you go. Strive. Terry. Just to be clear from the outset, there were no actual bodies in need of burying during my years of working with Terry Pratchett. Terry could get quite exasperated with people sometimes, and certainly did not, as people often found themselves saying about him, suffer fools gladly. But he never got that exasperated. So, for fans of exhumation and cold case detective mysteries, the book you are listening to is not that kind of book. However, there is no question that a lot went on during Terry's life that I was in a unique position to witness and be involved with. All of the little things and all of the much bigger things, to quote Terry's letter. And the plan is that this will be very much that kind of book. And just to be clear about something else, the pages that follow attempt to cover the whole of Terry's life story, not just the part of Terry's life story that I was around for. And they are certainly not an attempt to tell my life story. But I probably do need to spend a little time here at the beginning to explain who I am, how I came to be in the room with Terry in the first place, and how I come to be writing this biography of him. So, by way of background, my name is Rob Wilkins, and I was meant to be a lady from the village. At least, to the extent that he had a particular type of person in mind, those seemed to be the lines along which Terry was thinking when he decided it was time he got a personal assistant. She would be someone who might respond to a card in the window of the village shop. Someone, most likely retired, who is in a position to come in for a few days a week to help with the admin, do some filing, maybe turn a hand to a VAT return, perhaps, with a bit of luck, ensure there was milk in the office fridge for cups of tea so that Terry, who kept forgetting that detail, didn't have to get up from his desk and walk all the way back down to the house for it. She would be someone, and this was important, who wasn't a big reader of Terry Pratchett's books, who might then have questions, or, worse than that, suggestions, or, worse than that, opinions. Because, without wishing to sound ungrateful, that could be distracting, which would defeat the point. The fact that Terry was thinking about personal assistance at all, well, this, I think we can allege, was substantially Jilly Cooper's fault. These two stellar British authors, Jilly and Terry, had collided amid the canapes at a publishing event in London, as stellar authors sometimes will. And during the conversation, Terry's ears had pricked up at Jilly's casual references to my PA, a woman called, it seemed, Amanda, whom Jilly warmly described as heavenly and wonderfully kind, and whom she unhesitatingly declared to be the best in the business. Now Terry, who was largely indifferent to the world's trappings, nevertheless had, like most writers, a thin but steely competitive streak that ran through him like a piano string, and which could occasionally be plucked. This appears to have been one of those occasions. If the author of such best-selling works as Riders, Rivals, and Score was officially a novelist in need of personal assistance, then didn't it follow that Terry, who...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?